When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Partly good to see you. How's the mood in the camp with the squad and the reaction following Sunday, which everyone saw as 2 points dropped, really?
Yeah, you know, we're very disappointed after the game. But I think it was quickly forgotten about. You know, the good thing about football is we're able to, you know, go into another game a few days after. So our preparations, you know, quickly changed to this game. And for us, it's just about going out and now putting in a positive performance.
This is the one trophy that Jurgen Klopp hasn't won as a manager. Would it mean more to you and the rest of the players to see him sign off with this one too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's another great trophy to win as well for us. And I think with the circumstance of, you know, what's going on and the gaffer leaving at the end of the season, I think to sign off, you know, winning it would be the best possible way. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can as players to make sure that, you know, happens. And, yeah, you know, we just want to give everything back to the gaffer, as, you know, he's been very influential in our careers.
This is Liverpool's 50th game of the season tomorrow. I think you've been involved in 44 of those, but you've only started 21. How hard is that for you, coming off the bench and making an impact? Do you find that difficult?
Not really. For me, it's just about, you know, making sure I'm analysing the game. You know, seeing where I can, you know, exploit different teams and see the areas where, you know, I can put myself in and, you know, attack from that way. But, you know, quite frankly, I want to be starting games. I want to be, you know, the player walking out rather than coming on. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm not grateful for coming on the pitch. I'm very grateful for every opportunity that I get in a Liverpool shirt. But for me, it's just about kicking on for myself and, you know, kind of cementing my spot in the team. You know, and I'll do everything I can to do that.
You're still young. You're not knocking on the manager's door yet?
Yeah, I'm young, but I'm not a kid anymore. You know, I'm a man. I'm growing up quickly, and I feel like I need to take, you know, responsibilities into my own hands. You know, if that means me knocking on the gaffer's door, then it's going to have to happen. But, you know, at the same time, I do need to wait for my opportunities. I do need to be patient. But when I get them, you know, I just want to take them. And, you know, as I said, I want to spend my spot in the team.
Julie? On the back of that, is it a chance for you to push for a starting place? How do you go about that yourself as a player? Are you someone who just go and have a conversation, or is it what you do in training?
I think it's a bit of everything, really. You know, it's in training, it's in the games. For me, it's just about, you know, being patient. You know, I don't really like to kick up too much of a fuss. You know, I'm part of the team, and, you know, I don't want it to look like I'm being selfish. You know, whoever goes out and plays deserves to go out and play. There's no doubt about that. And every player is unbelievable and very talented. So, you know, it's just about, as I said, staying patient. Then when I do get the opportunities, I need to make sure I take them myself. And, you know, I feel like I've been doing that to an extent this season. But for me, you know, I'm never satisfied. I just need to keep going and keep putting in these performances.
Preparation's different when it's a European game. I mean, just this itself is a lot bigger than what you're used to. Is it different in training as well?
No, it's, you know, it's the same preparation. We do the same things as it would be for any other game. So yeah, there's no different in preparation. Here it's just like being in school again. So for me, it's just about, you know, focusing on the game and going out and putting on a performance tomorrow against a tough side. So, you know, for us as a team, we're ready for anything, and we just need to make sure that we're well prepared, and comes tomorrow, we just need to go out and put in a strong performance.
Any more?
Hi, Harry. A question about Atalanta. What do you know about them? What do you think are their strengths, and how do you think you can beat them?
They're a very attacking team, you know, scored many goals this season, so we're going to need to be expecting that. You know, we're going to need to be defensively very well organised, and you know, not let them get many opportunities, because, you know, they'll take them. They're a great team with great players in, and they could cause us problems. So for us, it's just about, you know, making sure we're, as I said, well prepared. We need to analyse what they're going to do, and hopefully, you know, by the time the game comes tomorrow, we know the ins and outs of what they're going to do, and make sure we do our job, and then hopefully it'll be a positive game for us.
You guys have an unbelievable record here at Anfield, both in the Premier League and in Europe. You've always been a Liverpool player, but what do you think is in Anfield that helps you win, and also your point?
It's our fans. You know, our fans are amazing, not only at Anfield but away games as well. You know, they travel all around the world to watch us play, and you know, they drive us on, and they're our 12th man, as many people have said. And for us playing at Anfield, you know, walking out to, you know, walk alone, hearing the fans sing, you know, there's no better feeling and better buzz to go out and play our football. And you know, even if we're trailing or we're not having the best of games, they're always there supporting us, and as players, that's all you can ask for. You know, Anfield is one of a kind, and our fans are special. There's no doubt about that, and you know, I'm sure we'll see it again tomorrow night.
Any more? Go back, Will, wait for Mike.
I haven't had any at the moment. You know, my main priority is just Liverpool. You know, and if I put in the performances at Liverpool, then you never know what's going to come around the corner. You know, with the 21s as well, England, I'm so happy to represent my country, and playing, you know, under 21 football is massive as well. So yeah, for me, it's just about, you know, focusing on Liverpool, putting in the performances that I can do with the team, and you know, if I'm called upon at the end of the season, you know, I'll be very, very, very happy and honoured, and you know, very willing to go. But for me, you know, it's not going to happen if I'm not putting in performances at Liverpool.
Thank you.